Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Doing all right. And you?
I'm doing very well. I've got my tea.
Excellent.
I've got my non-alcoholic beverage.
Boo.
Seriously, what is happening?
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Drinking thing is not working out for me.
We're just now starting to adult.
Is that what this is? Not drinking?
I think so.
Adulting?
Huh. I mean, being responsible. Not drinking on a school night.
Right. That's what's happening.
Yeah. Maybe trying to lose some weight.
Well, there's that.
Trying to be just a better person in general.
A better person. I would like to be a better or at least a smaller person.
Right.
At least a couple inches smaller.
Less of a person.
I'd like to be less of a person. Yeah, that's not usually something, you know,
no.
People aspire to. But I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just a little bit less.
Get down to your fighting weight.
Right? I don't know if I'll ever do that again. That sounds really uncomfortable. Well, being at that weight is not uncomfortable, but getting there, really uncomfortable.
Right.
Today, Kat brought cookies back from her lunch, and I ate two of them.
That's okay. I had like four of them.
They were really small, though.
Yeah, but they still add up.
I should have only had one, because the first one was awesome, and the second one made me feel kind of sick. I don't do well with sugar. I'm not sure why I ate it. But anyway, enough about sugar and cookies.
And weight loss.
What's on your mind?
Not a whole hell of a lot.
No?
No.
What'd you do today?
Work.
Right.
Work and yeah.
Cool. You chose colors for people.
I chose colors.
You were a color picker today.
Pretty much.
Picker of colors.
Thanks, Adobe Creative Suite, because right? Or Adobe Creative Cloud 2019, whatever the hell they call themselves now. But
all the tools the kids are using these days.
Oh, I know. And some of the apps are so nice.
God bless apps.
Yeah.
Do we use apps to make this podcast happen?
No.
Oh.
Well, I mean, apps versus programs seems to be pretty interchangeable. I mean, technically, we're using some programs. One of them's Adobe.
I guess that's true. It's an application, which is really all an app is.
Right.
Our wow.
Program is the
we're
same.
We're very interesting.
Oh, Jesus.
So.
Boring.
Right? Sorry, listener. Today's boring.
Yeah.
Well, it's because we're not drinking and I don't have any popcorn. It's just very.
Oh, Cali corn. You need to come through, man.
Right? Come on, Cali.
Where's our popcorn?
Cali corn? Right? Well, that will happen in time.
Yeah.
In time. And I'll just buy more popcorn for our next podcast.
I think we probably have some.
So,
somewhere.
Something really crazy happened yesterday. Should we share our...
Oh, go for it.
...near miss with the chickens?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, I'll start and then you finish. We'll tag team this one.
All right.
So, hello, listener. Yesterday, I was going to a meeting and I pulled out of our driveway and there's a German Shepherd on the road. So we're on a private road. So it's kind of an interesting situation. We're not like in the city. We are, but we're in the county. So we're on this hill basically, and it's super steep. So there's not very many houses around. And there's a driveway that goes up to the county road and there's a German Shepherd. And I've seen this German Shepherd before kind of wandering up and down the street. But this time he was pretty close and he was kind of checking out our driveway. And I thought, oh shit, the chickens. So that's when I called you and said, hey, don't let the chickens out of the run because there's a German Shepherd up here. You're like, oh, okay. So the German Shepherd starts to go toward our driveway. And so I get out of the car and I get out and I start clapping and yelling, you know, go home, get home.
Go on, get.
Go on, yeah. Thinking that the dog would run home, but he didn't. He just got more like, not aggressive, but he was really like, he seemed almost scared. But
very nippy.
He was nippy and lunging and just barking like crazy. And this woman pulls out of the, I know where the dog lives, two doors down, usually with that little 8-year-old kid who's with it barefoot and confused. The child seems confused. He's like chasing the dog around. And anyway, so this woman kind of pulls up and I'm in her way. She can't drive out because the car's there. And so she kind of rolls down her window. She looks pissed off at me because I'm yelling at the dog. And the dog keeps lunging at me. So then I thought, oh, crap. So I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. Now I'm like trying to just calm it down. And I'm like kind of putting the back of my hand out toward it going, come on, boy, it's okay. And then I said, you know, y'all need to do something about this dog. This is not okay. And she said, well, it's my family's house. It's not mine. And I said, okay, well, someone needs to contain this dog. It's always up here. I have free range chickens. You know, something needs to be done. And then the little kid comes out and this other woman, and I'm walking toward them to have a conversation with them. And the dog keeps lunging at me and barking and barking and barking and not nipping, but like, you know, clamping its teeth.
Gnashing its teeth.
Yeah.
Huge, nasty fangs.
And I'm kind of freaked out about it. Like, I'm starting to get a little scared. And I looked at the woman and I said, does he bite? And she said, no, he won't bite. And I said, okay, well, I feel a little bit better, not a lot. And the dog keeps going crazy and nothing. Everyone's just kind of standing there looking at me like I'm the crazy one. And I said, you know, you need to contain your dog. And at this point, I'm talking loudly. And I said, you know, this is not okay. And I said, I'm sorry that I'm yelling, but I'm pissed off. This is not okay. This is not acceptable. I have free range chickens in my backyard and your dog is going to eat them if he finds my chickens. So, you know, you need to do something and get him away from me for God's sakes, or I'm going to have to call someone. And they're just like looking at me like I'm an alien. And the little boy is kind of running around like, not trying to get the dog, but more trying to hide from me. It was just strange. It was like he'd kind of run and like look at me sideways and like hide behind the trash can. I don't know what was happening. And the dog's just running around me, gnashing its teeth and barking and lunging. And I'm like, all right. So that's when I walked over to you. You were up at the mailboxes getting the mail. And I told you, I said, well, I kind of lost my shit and yelled at those people. And you said, yeah, I heard. And I'm like, I got to go. I'm late for a meeting. So I left. And then I felt really guilty for being an asshole to the neighbors and losing my cool.
Right. I don't have that.
And you said, well, you shouldn't feel guilty. And I was like, okay. Which made me feel better. Because I did feel like, man, I wish I'd kept my cool. But, I was totally freaked out. I was freaked out about the chickens. I was freaked out about this dog, this big German Shepherd, you know, going crazy. Like he's trying, pretending to attack me. But I could tell by his mannerisms that he probably wasn't going to, but it didn't really make me feel better. And the people didn't really seem to give a shit, which didn't help. But anyway, you said, do you want to know what happened after you left?
Yes. I said, do you want to know what happened after you left? So you drove off and went to your meeting, and it was like 20 minutes later, you called me back.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, let me tell you what happened while you were gone. So I'm up in the house opening the mail, you know, flipping through the Costco catalog, what have you.
And looking at all them damn good sales.
Oh, I know. I want to buy everything, but I really
can't
shouldn't.
Afford it. Or shouldn't. Totally.
Yeah. It's such a good deal.
Yeah. They have
you know,
good
you get
deals.
Two giant
you get so much
jugs
of it, it lasts forever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So I see the fucking German Shepherd running down our driveway.
Which is a pretty long driveway. So we're like halfway. So the road, a county road, is above us. And you go down a pretty steep grade. And then you go into our yard, into our house. And then you keep going past the house. And we park behind the house down below. And then down below that is where the chickens are.
Right. So I see the German Shepherd running down. And I go hauling ass out the front door, down the driveway after it, yelling as I go.
Wow. What were you yelling?
I was yelling to the lady in scrubs at the top of the driveway, now we have a fucking problem.
She's like, oh no, these people are going to kill us. So,
and I go running down, and apparently by the time I got out there, the kid had run down the driveway and was trying to...
He's like eight. He's little. He's this little teeny...
He's fucking useless when it comes to haranguing this dog. This dog's 100 plus pounds and this kid is like 50.
Right. Yeah.
It's like this kid, if the dog had a collar and if the dog had a leash on said collar,
yeah,
that kid would be going for a fucking sleigh ride.
Right.
Because he is useless and he's always out there with the dog like he's the one who always lets the dog out of the fenced area accidentally, and he has to go take care of it. Well, he can't because he's useless.
Right. He's just too little.
Yeah. I mean, and that's not a dig on, you know, him as a person. I'm just saying he's so friggin' small.
He's just an 8-year-old boy. Yeah.
You can't expect him to go out and wrangle this dog.
Totally. The mom needs to like get this shit under control. And someone needs to train the dog to come when they call it.
Yeah. Or stop and sit or anything.
Yeah.
Other than head down our back, our driveway towards our chickens.
Which is a pretty long driveway too. Like, so where was he?
So I get down to the bottom of the driveway where we park our vehicles, and I almost plow the kiddo over because he's coming around the corner going up as I'm going down.
Hmm.
And I'm like, oh, pardon me. And I go past him.
Oh my God.
And I see the dog and I'm just start yelling at the dog.
Because he was like...
Because he was in a position where he could jump down...
To where the chickens were.
To where the chickens were.
Oh my God.
Jeez. I mean, the chickens weren't out and about at that time. They were still in the run.
But still,
this dog would have zero problem clearing the 4-foot fence
that keeps them in the run. Yeah, totally. He would just have those birds for lunch.
So, yeah, I chased the dog halfway up the driveway where everyone else is standing at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog's doing the same thing to me. Like, it's lunging at me, and I don't remember what I said, if anything, to anyone, but I kept trying. They kept getting the dog farther and farther up the driveway, you know, coaxing it somehow. I'd walk up and then turn around and the dog would kind of nip at me at my heels. And I wasn't cool with that.
Right. I mean, so he did that several times.
He did that about three times.
And you were trying to just like walk away and go to the house.
I'm like, okay, they've got the dog. You know, its dog is in closest proximity that I have ever seen that dog in with, you know, with those people.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, they've got it under control. So I'm trying to walk back to the house and finish reading my mail. And this dog is still sweating me.
It's like when you turn your back.
I turn my back and this dog comes at me and nips at me.
Mm.
So the third time it did it, I pulled my knife out. I'm like, if this dog jumps me, I'm sticking it with this thing.
Jesus.
Which, you know, is unfair to the dog because it's not the dog's fault.
Totally.
It's
just totally
not
well
trained, and it's the owner's fault.
But it's also not okay that you get attacked by a dog.
It's not okay to me, for me to get bitten by your damn dog.
Right.
And I'm hypersensitive to it because of Keith.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So tell that story. Like,
well,
that was
a friend of ours trail running, and a large dog attacked him. This woman was walking this dog off of a leash, wasn't on a leash, mm-hmm. in a canyon.
In the city,
and the damn dog attacked him. And the entire time that this dog was attacking him...
But it had a hold of its neck, right?
Well, the entire time this dog was attacking him, this woman was saying, oh, my dog's a nice dog. He doesn't bite while he's biting.
Right.
It's like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. So Keith
crazy.
He's wrestling with the dog, and he grabs the collar, and the collar breaks away.
Mm.
So he ends up basically wrestling the dog to the ground and kind of choking it. Not to death, but just like subduing it that way.
Right.
And yeah. So somehow she ended up getting control of the dog after that situation.
I think she like sat on it or something.
I think so. And then he just went home because he was fucking dripping blood everywhere.
Yeah. And he ran home. And it got him in the neck, too, like between the shoulder and the neck. So
yeah,
like,
so he wasn't sure if it got him
right,
like good in the jugular. And it was, you know, it took him weeks to heal.
Totally.
But, yeah, I'm not cool with that.
And
keep
your
dog on a fucking leash, people.
Yeah, it's real simple. Yeah, and I
was
attacked.
For your dog's health.
Exactly, for the dog. Because if that German Shepherd comes back on our property and kills one of our chickens, it's not going to end well for the dog.
No.
And that's not okay. So yeah, now we have to go talk to these people and, you know, that's going to be uncomfortable. I'm going to be nice though. I'm going to keep my cool. I'm not going to swear. I'm going to be calm. I'm going to say, hey, well, you know, what can we do? What can we do about this? First of all, I don't even know if the dog lives there. I think that he may be visiting with those people. Maybe they watch the grandson and it's the grandson's dog. I don't know what the situation is, but I want to know.
Right.
And I hope they're open to, like, you know, having some, you know, discourse about a solution, because we need a solution, because at this point I don't feel comfortable leaving the chickens out in the run.
Right. The solution is keep your dog under fucking control.
Well, and don't let your dog roam free. But, you know, I mean, you've seen the yard and the fence that they have. Like, if they let the dog in the yard, The dog's just going to jump over that 3-foot fence.
Yeah.
It's not even 3 feet. It's like 2.5 feet.
No, it's like a cute little,
yeah,
little
it's
fence.
Decorative.
It keeps out there. It keeps their tiny little dog in.
Yeah. Yeah. What is that? I forget what that dog is.
I don't know what it is.
It's not a Pomeranian, but.
It's along the same lines.
It's bigger than that, but yeah. So anyway, that sucked. I'm really kind of bummed about that.
Yeah. It was exciting though. Got my blood so pumping, you know, running
you
down the driveway.
You pulled the knife. I was like, damn. I was like, yeah, that's my man.
Yeah, I don't know if that's something to be proud of. But
no, but I can totally see your inclination. I'd do the same thing if I had a weapon. It's not like, I mean, tell them what knife you carry. It's a pocket knife, for God's sake.
Yeah. It's
not like you're carrying a big buck knife on your hip like some redneck. Like, you know. Someone in my family.
Or mine.
Or yours. No, it's, you know, you use it to open boxes. And
yeah. It's a glorified box cutter.
It's a very nice box cutter.
But I am a bit obsessive about blades, and I do keep every knife in this house razor sharp.
That is true, which is awesome, and I appreciate that. Thank you. Nothing pisses me off more than when we go to a friend's house to help cook or to make dinner, and then they have fucking dull-ass knives. It's the worst.
Sorry, friends, if you're a listener, but you know who you are. You know your knives suck.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even that they suck. It's just they're dull.
Right.
You know, I know I've been promising to go over there, you know, for Christmas or something and sharpen all their knives.
That's right. And Eva would really appreciate that. We need to make that happen.
Yeah. I need something that...
they have German knives.
Like an apparatus that... Well, they have one Japanese knife.
Right.
So, I mean, that's...
We should talk about knives.
Something that expedites the sharpening. Because, you know, I'll spend an hour on just a couple blades just to get them sharp and polished. And
ruin a couple of my dish towels. It's awesome.
Yeah, well...
They're all black and muddy and they have holes in them. And I'm like, what the fuck happened to my dish towel? What's going on?
You want sharp knives or no?
I do. I just wish that we should have knife sharpening towels and then nice towels.
Well, the knife sharpening towels don't last long.
Well, the knife sharpening towels are all the towels at this point.
Well, yeah. Sorry.
That's all right. We should talk about my first Valentine's Day gift from you. I think we were married, but we might not have been married yet.
I don't think so.
No, we were. We were married.
Were we?
Yeah, because I was in school and I was studying.
Mm.
So I'm on the bed, I'm sitting on my bed, and I'm our bed at that time, and I'm studying, and you walked in with this like cheesy chocolate heart box.
Russell Stover's, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
It was the cheapest shit I could find at the local corner store.
Totally. And you said, "Happy Valentine's Day, baby." And you set it down in front of me, and I just looked at you with like, wow. And I said, "Thank you." I was shocked. I was like, oh my God. I just didn't expect Chad to be that guy. And I was kind of like, it's not like I was, you know, displeased. I was just really surprised that you got me a cheap box of chocolates in a heart, no less, that you would buy at like, you know, Walmart or I don't know, CVS or whatever drugstore. Or
I think
grocery
this was
store.
Literally at a gas station.
Literally at a gas station. So it was just like the most cheesy thing you can buy someone. And I was like, huh. And you left and I just kind of marveled for a second. Like you just walked out of the room. So it sat there for a while. And pretty soon I'm reading and I think, oh, maybe I'll try one of those chocolates. So I'm got the book in my left hand and the chocolate box in my right hand. And I'm kind of trying to get off the plastic wrap. And it comes off pretty easily. So that's cool. And then I'm like, I lift open the box. Now, I haven't even looked at it. I'm just still reading. I'm just using my right hand to try and attain this chocolate. So I get the box off, the lid off, I should say. And I'm reaching around and I'm reaching around and I'm trying to feel for something that feels like chocolate. And it's just not coming up. My fingers aren't finding anything that feels chocolate-like. So finally, I like look over at it because I'm like, what the hell? So I look over and you had taken out all the chocolates and cut a hole inside of the plastic piece that holds all the chocolates. And you'd placed a knife, a really awesome, badass knife. And I'm trying to remember, it was a Spyderco, I believe. And it had a hole in it in one side so you can get a good grip. And then it was both serrated and flat so that I could use it when we go camping. Because I'd complained about not being able to cut things.
Right.
With my Leatherman, which was just a flat blade. So I really appreciated the serrated piece. And that knife is awesome. And in fact, it's still down in our camp bin.
Yep. I just saw it the other day.
Best.
When I was putting all that stuff away.
Valentine's Day gift ever. So thank you. I love it. So gosh, this will be our 20th Valentine's Day. What are you going to do? Got to top that.
I don't know. I mean, maybe actually get you some chocolate.
No.
Some good chocolate.
Some good chocolate.
I'll step it up to C's this year.
Oh God, I hate that stuff. It's so sugary.
It's still such crap.
Yeah, it's shitty. So yeah, like that's something we've always had in common is our love of knives. I love good knives. Beautiful knives, pretty knives, sharp knives. We have an excellent collection of sharp knives in our kitchen. They don't match. They're all purchased based on that particular need. So yep. We've got some Shun, a Miyabi.
Miyabi.
We do have some German knives, a couple.
Yeah, the bread knife is German, and mm-hmm. so is the slicer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah. All the chef's knives are Japanese.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a... What was that one I got you? Is that a Miyabi?
No, that's a Bob Kramer.
Oh, yeah, it's a Bob Kramer. That was an expensive knife.
That one's the shit.
That is the shit. That's a badass knife. It's too big for me to use. It's just massive. How long is that blade?
It's only 8 inches. It's not like a massive...
But it's a heavy knife.
Chef's knife. But it's a good
got some
heavy
girth.
Handle, too.
Yeah, right. It's perfect for you, for your big paws.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's our... So what else is exciting? I feel like we're really...
really dragging it down with this knife
conversation.
Dragging
it down. Like, we love knives. Come on over, listener. We'll show you our knife collection. It'll be awesome. We should talk about tires instead. Because tires are super exciting.
Jesus.
Especially when they're hurtling through the air.
Oh, man.
At you.
So, am I going to do this or
do
are
it.
You?
Do it. Yeah.
Okay. Imagine, dear listener, traveling south on the 15 freeway, which is like 4-5 lanes wide in each direction, traveling at 70 miles an hour, and the next thing you know...
The next thing you know, there were rumors...
He was into field hockey players. No, next thing you know, there's a tire, just a big fucking truck tire, flying up over the car in front of you. And landing. Hurtling through the air. And landing directly in front of your vehicle.
Fucking crazy. It was crazy.
So, yeah, this was on our way back from the trip. The tire lands completely flat on its side. I'm surprised it didn't bounce up and take out our windshield or our grill or...
Anything.
You know.
It's a miracle.
Fire off our airbags.
Yeah, or like the hood. Like, it just literally landed... I mean, we're traveling 70 miles an hour down the freeway.
Yeah.
And it lands directly in front of us. Just flat. Stops.
Fortunately, it landed flat.
Yeah.
And we're driving an FJ Cruiser, which has enough...
Clearance.
To where when you steer to straddle said tire, it actually fucking works.
It did. Yeah.
And it hits the bash guard that's under there to protect the oil pan. And just wedged it underneath the vehicle and out the back it went.
Yeah, and who knows what happened. And there's like 6 or 7 cars pulled off to the side, presumably, you know.
Having just been hit by a fucking tire.
Yeah, totally.
Because we watched it bounce off the car in front of us.
Oh my God, that was so crazy.
Hit it, and it shot up in the air.
Yeah. Yeah, that was nuts. Yeah. And I mean, so many things could have happened, but instead I just... And the fact that I had the wherewithal to like...
To straddle it rather than
steer straight onto it. Because if I'd hit the brakes or swerved or anything else or not, you know, corrected, we would have, I don't know what would have happened. Wouldn't have been good.
Well, there was a car immediately to the right of us and a truck immediately to the left.
Yeah, so I couldn't swerve. Well, and honestly, there wasn't enough time. There was no swerving to be had. I had like a half a second to just adjust and steer right, you know, directly over the tire and hope that we cleared it. Barely. Oh, and the sound of it underneath our car, I was like, oh God, I was just cringing. It can't be good. But then we're still driving down the freeway at 70 miles an hour. So I'm like, okay.
Well, that didn't seem to do anything.
We just did that. And then all these people, and who knows like how long it took them, how many people got hit by that tire.
Yeah.
But that was
because it was still
nuts.
Happening when we went past it.
Yeah, like so we just like drove through a storm and untouched.
Yep.
Hmm.
Unlike the car in front of us.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, I often lament owning a large vehicle like that. I'm like, it's got such bad gas mileage.
We never drive anywhere.
But we never drive anywhere. That's the only, you know, and we own it outright. So it's like,
right.
Well, I'm not buying a new vehicle anytime soon because we've got this vehicle, which is relatively old with like 0 miles on it.
Yeah. So it's a 2008 and it's got like 54,000 miles.
Yeah. So,
which is kind of crazy. The only time we put mileage on it is when we take big trips and drive like to Colorado, for example. Right. But yeah, like, a week will go by and I don't even go outside. Well, I do know that we have the chickens, but.
Right.
Thank God for the cheeky boos. I hope that German Shepherd doesn't eat them. Anyway. So yeah, sometimes we just don't leave.
Right.
We can have everything delivered. Our food.
Oh, geez. Costco.
Totally. Back
to Costco.
Yeah, Costco's a big part of our lives.
We can have it delivered. We had...
It's funny because we don't one eat time, you know, food we had, from there.
Well, yeah, we do. We had a rotisserie chicken delivered.
Oh, that's true.
With we our toilet paper and our...
But I mean, like, we don't eat your typical Costco food because, like, there's just so much of it, we can't get through it. Like, I buy a couscous there and I'll buy, like, lemons.
Right.
But anything else is just, you know, or the big things of cheese, bricks of cheese, and of course, alcohol.
Right.
They have really good deals on silver tequila, Don Julio, just saying.
That they do.
So, yeah. So I'm getting ready to go on a trip. I'm heading off to
sunny Seattle.
Emerald City. Yeah. Seattle. It's going to be raining.
Bring your jacket.
Yeah. I still have to pack.
Hmm.
Not okay. Relatively easy. I will only be gone for 3 days. Yeah. So that's exciting. Not really, but it's happening.
For some, more than others.
Yeah. This is exciting for someone. I'm not sure who.
Right.
I'm going to visit family, so there's that. Yep. So what else? Do you have any other exciting plans for the week?
No.
Okay.
Nope, not really. Get this podcast out.
Damn right. Damn Skippy.
And, you know, work. Same old, same old. Might be a jam night on Sunday.
Sweet. That I'm looking forward to.
So, hope you're ready to make venison chili.
I am. I'm excited.
I got the approval.
Nice. Yeah, we're going to have a chili cook-off. I'm going to make venison chili. It's going to be delicious. Or not. That could happen. It could be really disgusting. It could
be disastrous.
Doubt it. You know, it's just chili. You can't really fuck up chili.
Oh, you'd be surprised. Mm. People do it all the time.
Well, the thing I'm wondering about is venison is pretty low fat.
It's lean, yeah.
It's pretty lean, so it might not make good chili. I should probably read about it, huh?
Yeah.
I was just going to wing it, but maybe
you might
have
to add like fat from some other...
Maybe I can do some beef.
Hmm.
I don't know. I'll check it out. I'll figure it out.
You do it.
Yeah, so I got a flu shot the other day, and I'm feeling kind of funky, just like really tired. And I don't know if that's just the fact that I'm really tired because Mishka meows all night and keeps us up, or if it was, you know, the flu shot. It can do that for like a couple days. Some people are freaked out about getting flu shots because they're afraid it'll actually make them sick.
Yeah, that's not how.
But it's not true. Yeah, but I still have like a little bit of this right. Like fear, like maybe I shouldn't get one. Maybe it'll make me sick and I shouldn't do that. But I'm getting ready to go on a plane to Seattle with probably sick people. So there you go. But it takes time too to get into your system. It can take like a week. So I don't know.
Yeah, well, we'll
I
see.
I could die.
See in a couple days. If,
we just
if
don't know.
We could all die. I mean, we're all going to die.
We are all going
to
die.
In a process of dying. It's
various
stages.
I don't know if I would think of it like that, like in the process of dying. I think it more like we're in the process of living. You're a half a glass half full or a glass half empty. I'm a glass half full. So I think we're in the process of living. You just live until you die, but you're not in the process of dying.
No, I'm more of a, what the fuck is in this glass? What the fuck is this? Who's drinking this?
And why is this not Woot Stout or name right. said deliciousness? That reminds me, we have to get some more mezcal. So we have some more pretty bottles.
Oh, right. Those for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. They have these really cool ceramic bottles and pretty colors. And we're going to use them to serve water. I was thinking about it, though. You won't be able to see how much water is in it, which could be super annoying.
Especially because they're such heavy bottles.
Right.
You're like, oh, this thing's full.
And then you're like, Yeah. So they may not be the best. We should still get mezcal, though, because it's delicious. Oh, wait, I quit drinking. Damn it.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot about that. Yeah, it's only been a week. Been like, I'm not ready.
4 or 5 days.
I'm not used to it. No, it's been a week.
What is a week?
A week ago today.
7 days?
Yeah. You said 4 or 5. A week is 7. Last time I checked. I mean, it could have changed. Trump's
depends.
Weird. He might have like,
depends.
You know,
you could be saying work week.
4 day
week. Work week is 5.
That's true. Except it's been a week, not a work week.
All right. Well.
I really wanted a glass of wine at dinner tonight. And you said, no, don't do it. And I didn't. And then I was so proud of myself. For not getting tossed at the brig. Just kidding. I wouldn't have been tossed. But I did want to have a glass of wine. I find that the wine makes me feel so terrible. It's just not worth drinking. I got to switch to whiskey. Whiskey or gin.
Obviously, that's the solution right
that's there. Totally the solution. Drink more whiskey. Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm going to do. Except I'm not.
There's a t-shirt that I keep seeing that comes across my email every so often. I forget which entity is trying to sell it to me, but it says whiskey is my yoga.
I want that t-shirt.
Right.
It's not really true though. Whiskey's not my yoga. I mean, it could be, I could see that happening, but yoga is actually pretty awesome. It's the deep breathing. So I guess if you drink whiskey and do deep breathing, it could totally be like yoga.
Yeah. You'd probably just make yourself throw up.
Right. I can see that going poorly. Yeah, I do love me some good Basil Hayden. I'll even drink Bullet in a pinch. Trader Joe's has it for pretty cheap. Part near cheap.
Tell you what.
Okay, tell me.
I don't know. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Yeah, I don't drink.
You don't drink whiskey?
I don't drink Kentucky bourbon.
You drink scotch.
I drink scotch.
Single malt. Scotch. Okay, so what's the best single malt scotch you've ever had?
I don't think you can say the best.
Okay.
I think like, so much of it is you know, it's contextual.
Like, sure.
You know, like, yeah, I like this. I also like this one. Is one better than the other? I don't know.
So it's like they're good wines. They're just different.
Yeah.
I see that.
Yeah, it's taken me a lot of time in my life to realize that there doesn't always have to be a best.
Interesting.
You know, in fact, more often than not, you're limiting yourself to an experience if you stake your flag in the ground and say, this is the best.
Right.
You know, it's like, this is the best guitarist or this is the best whatever.
Yeah.
No, that's not the case.
Yeah,
there are a whole pantheon of great players, great whiskeys, great whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to claim that there is a best. And it's limiting to do so.
Sure, but I'm the best wife.
I don't know how to compare that because you're literally
the only one
I've had.
Yeah, you are. You're the best wife.
Yes, you are the best wife.
just so you're clear, like that's what you do. No, you know what? I understand. That makes sense. Like, you know, this is my favorite album or my favorite artist or, yeah, my favorite color even.
Right.
Yeah, it's silly to limit yourself like that. I see that. But I still want to know, like, what are your top three, maybe? And why? Inquiring minds want to know. I tend to go
with the smokier scotches.
Mm-hmm.
So Lagavulin is
Lagavulin.
Up there.
I just like saying it.
Oban or Oban, depending upon who you ask.
Oban.
And actually, the Japanese do a pretty good scotch. The Yamazaki.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That one's really tasty as well.
And it was really inexpensive when we first discovered it. And now they've caught on.
It's just blown up.
Yeah. People are like, this is delicious. And they're like, oh, we can charge more for this now.
Yep. They used to have it at Costco.
Supply and demand, baby. They did have it. I think that's where I originally bought it for you.
Because it was super cheap there.
No, I think you originally decided to buy it. And then I continued to buy it for you.
Yep.
You saw it somewhere and you thought,
I'm like, well, the Japanese do a pretty good job at most everything else.
Why not this?
Why not this?
So, yeah, single malt. But you're not a Johnny Walker kind of a guy.
No, not really.
Yeah.
That's a blended.
But don't they make a single malt?
I've had red and I've had black and meh.
Are those blended?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I hear you.
Blue label, I haven't had, but I probably won't because it's $200 a bottle and I'm not.
It's like me and Pappy Van Winkle. It just probably won't happen.
Yeah. You said Pappy Van Winkle is like $1,500 a bottle.
True. Maybe if this podcast like really takes off.
Right. With all that Cali Corn money.
Yeah. Then we can get sponsored by Pappy Van Winkle and Cali Corn. That would be like the perfect combination.
You know, I'd just be stoked if we could get sponsored by Santana's and we could have chicken burritos. California burritos.
Totally. Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm cheap. I'm a cheap date.
Yeah, cheap date. Not necessarily. It depends on what we're doing. You were definitely a cheap date last weekend. Dried Mountain House food.
Oh,
although that shit's kind of expensive, so there's that.
Yeah, but it's $9 a bag.
Which we split between the two of us. Okay, we're both a cheap date.
Because at altitude, it's like...
It's the best thing ever.
It's the best thing ever. And I don't know. I didn't feel like overeating.
Totally.
It was the best thing ever, but it was also not good enough to overeat.
That is true. That is true. Yeah. When you're at altitude like that, I didn't have an appetite at all. That's why I got such a headache because I just didn't feel like eating.
Right. You didn't realize you needed to eat.
Mishka. She's ignoring me.
Yep.
I have all pets that ignore me, chickens and cats. Although the chickens straight up don't ignore me. They follow me everywhere.
Well, that's because they come running. Food, typically.
So today I made them the compote. Oh, and there you are. Hi. I did the blueberries and I cut up some lettuce, little pieces of lettuce, and tomatoes and the eggshells. And you know what? They snubbed me.
Really?
Yeah, they took a little. They were like, yeah, this is all right, but we really just want to go dig in the dirt. Because I let them out of the run. They were so excited to go run around because they'd been locked in because of that fucking dog. They were so excited.
The dog doesn't even have to be around now. It's just the threat of maybe the dog's around.
That's why we got to find out if he lives there, what the story is. We got to know. We got to know what's happening so we can make a plan.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm starting to get sleepy tired.
Yeah.
How about you?
No. But, you know, maybe you should pack.
Well, maybe I should go to sleep and you should pack for me. Can you imagine? That would be awesome. I'd get to Seattle and I'd be like, what the fuck?
None of this fits me anymore anyway.
Then I'd find out what clothes like you like. You'd just grab stuff out of the drawers.
I would just grab the top three items.
That's exactly right. None of this, no, they would match. You would color code it. I know you would.
Yeah, it's like Garanimals. You've got like... Like everything in your wardrobe like matches everything else, it seems.
Mine does?
It's all shades
or Garanimals?
Well, Garanimals, but also your wardrobe, because it's like, oh, well, here's a bunch of black pants. Or.
So you think my clothes all match?
I think for the most part, yeah.
Huh.
I think if I were to grab, you know, because you don't have anything that would be like... out of any particular color harmony. I think it would really depend on which shoes you took.
That's true.
Because that could tie the whole thing together or it could just completely shatter it.
Yeah. Well, and I'd want to make sure I have the right color socks.
Yeah.
Not
you can really. You can always borrow my Slick Rick socks.
Ooh, those are cool. Right now I look a little like a blueberry.
It's
these blue pants. And I have a lot of blue shirts, I realize. So
you look like Violet Beauregard.
Oh.
In Willy Wonka.
I was going to say from Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have this pair of like bright blue, electric blue I don't know, yoga pants that are super comfy, but like don't wear in public pants that I only wear at the end of the night when I'm take off clothes. Any constricting clothing come off and these blueberry blue pants come on. And if I happen to be wearing a blue shirt, which I usually am, as it turns out, I wear a lot of blue shirts. Blue and black.
Right.
Then I look like a blueberry. It's very attractive.
Tonight, not so much like a blueberry.
No?
So. I mean, it's more of a purple shirt, so.
I would not call this purple. No. This is dusty blue.
Oh, Jesus, like you're colorblind, woman.
You're colorblind.
It's like that fucking green bag
no,
that you always call gray.
You are colorblind.
I am not.
I only called it gray in certain light.
Oh, you finally capitulated a little bit.
I totally did. But it was because of the light. It looked gray.
Right.
You were right. That was green. But you get a lot of other colors wrong.
No way.
I think we're going to have to I don't know. We're going to have a color off.
Well, we'll take those color tests, those color blindness tests.
Oh, we should do that. That would be hysterical if I'm slightly colorblind and you've been telling me that all these years. It'd be really funnier if you were that.
It would explain a lot.
You look like a blueberry.
Well, yeah, with this shirt.
I should put on your shirt and my pants.
There
and
you
then
go.
I'd look really good. What's on your shirt? Oh, it's a Patagonia shirt.
Yeah, it's the flying fish with a trident.
Hello, flying fish.
With a trident.
I wish we had a flying fish.
With a trident.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I don't know. That'd be scary. Be fucking terrifying. That's what that would be.
Right.
Fortunately, especially since there's no water here.
Well, yeah. It'd be like a plague of locusts, only flying fish.
It'd be like that mite infestation we had.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
But flying fish with tridents. This is really derailed. What is happening? Mishka, help us.
I do like the callback to episode one, though.
My favorite episode, mites. The bird mites. Yeah.
I don't know. When we had flying termites in here, that was fucking horrifying for a different reason.
But they weren't in here. They were in the office.
No, in the office. But still, it's like...
That was pretty horrifying.
Like, these little sons of bitches are going to cost me my home.
I know. They're really gross looking.
And they're so destructive.
It's like, I don't know if it's that I'm so freaked out by them because they fly or that I know they're in the wood of the house, or at least they were. But those were terrestrial, actually. They
right.
were underground.
And now, presumably, they're all dead.
Presumably. They better be. That's the thing is you really don't know because you can't see them.
No.
Unless there's some sort of a flood and they have to come up for air.
I do have to go down and
should check it.
Check in the basement and see if they're working their way back up the stem wall. So
homeownership is for the birds.
Fucking sucks.
Not man. Our birds, though.
No.
They wouldn't know what to do with the house.
Nope.
But yeah, man, it's just maintenance. And today I was looking at our property outside and I was like, man, this is looking pretty jacked up. Especially after we went over to the neighbors to talk to them about their German Shepherd.
Right. And they've got like a perfect
manicured
lawn.
Everything's perfectly manicured. They had like little stacks of pretty rocks and little gnomes. I was like, huh. Mm. And then you look at our place and there's like stacks of leaves that have been there for a week. And like all of our hedges that were trimmed too late. So they look half dead. And
yeah.
Yeah, we don't water enough, so everything's kind of straggly, and there's spider webs everywhere.
I'm working on those, though.
You are.
I mean, I don't want to kill the spiders, but...
No, I just move them.
I get them all
to a different
caught up
location.
in the spider web brush.
There's some big orb weavers around here. I mean, big. I'm talking like the size of a quarter. I almost ran into one yesterday on my walk. It's like, damn! It was crazy. Crazy! See, my biggest fear is not paying attention, like literally running, like face planting into an orb weaver web and then having that big spider in my face.
Right.
Good God. I'm glad that's never happened. But there's something about it that when you do hit those big webs, those spiders take off so fast. Like I've never actually gotten a spider on me
right.
when I run into a web. And then you look up and like the spider like took off for whatever anchor point. Anyway.
Right. It's looked at all the escape routes while it was building.
It sees you coming and it's like, oh, incoming.
Shit.
Exactly. It's running
my
before
hours
you
of
hit
work.
It. Motherfucker. These humans, they know nothing.
They ruin everything. Like, well, yeah, you're right, Miss Spider.
You are right. Oh, I'm really tired.
You keep saying that.
I know, because I really am.
Oh, well, I guess we should
We should close it up. And it's been pretty short. So listener, thanks for stopping by and hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Leave a comment. We'd really like to have you on the show. I know we've invited you before, but I'd like to just put that out there again.
Comment, like, subscribe.
Oh, God. Are we asking people to do that now? Or no. At least our listener? But yeah, we're not
subscribe,
really
rate us on whatever your listening platform is. Whether it's Stitcher or
I hate it when people say that.
iTunes or... Really?
Yeah, I don't know. It just feels so like salesy. And I like that we don't do that. But I do want our listener to reach out and comment. Say, hey.
Right.
You know.
Marriedwithchickens.com.
.com. Exactly.
You know, I'd plug our Twitter handle, but I don't even remember it. We're awful.
Well, we don't tweet, so what's the point?
I am awful.
Which is sad because we have, you know, a podcast called Married with Chickens, and we don't tweet. Maybe we'll work on that. Maybe not. Seems like a lot of effort.
Right. We got a business to run.
That's right. We got money.
Chickens to raise. To feed.
Yeah, to feed.
And a cat to feed.
A wrangle. Yeah, and
ourselves. We got to put food on our family.
That's a throwback.
Right?
Well, it's been a pleasure.
As always.
Speaking with you once again here at Married with Chickens and Cat. So what I say to you? Good night.
Good night.